Okay, as we find ourselves in the middle of Matan Torah, Matan Torah doesn't only end in Parshas Yisro, but it even continues in Mishpatim. That's why Chazal tell us that we read this week's Parsha, Ve'ila Mishpatim, that the Vav is coming to be Mosif, coming to add on continuing Matan Torah. So I thought today, being the Kotzker Rebbe's Yartzeit, it's also Rebbe Yehuda Leib, Eger's Yartzeit, the name Torah's Emes, the name Emes is Yartzeit, but I thought we'd do three Kotzker ideas on the Indian of Talmud Torah. So all these ideas are brought from the Sefer Emes V'Emunah, the collection from the Kotzker Rebbe Torahs. Here we go. The Gemara tells us in Megillah on Vav Amud Beis, Yagasi V'lo Masasi Al Tamen. Right, the famous Gemara that says if you toiled and you worked hard at Torah and you didn't find it, Al Tamen, don't believe him. Right, some of the cousins tells that you worked hard at it and you didn't find, don't believe him. Peirush, the Kotzker Rebbe says, Al Tamen. One, shouldn't you believe? Al Tamen. He said, the Gemara means, when he tells you that he toiled and he doesn't find, Al Tamen, don't believe him. Don't believe him what? Don't believe that he actually toiled. Because if he actually toiled, if he actually put a yagin, if he actually put an effort in, he would have found everything he was looking for. The Gemara says, Yagasi v'lo matzasi al tamen. If he says that I did it and he didn't find, don't believe him. Don't believe him that he didn't find. Don't believe that the yagia wasn't good. If he worked harder at it, he would have found it. So the first Kotzker idea shows us a lesson on hard work. If you work hard at something, you'll see the dividends. You'll see the reward. If you work hard in Talmud Torah, if you work hard in Tefillah, you'll be able to see the reward at the end of the day. That's our first idea. The second idea, the Kotzker famously says, now the Gemara in Brachas and Haman Bey says, Im roa adam, she yisurin ba'an alav, yifash bish b'maisef. The Gemara famously says, if a person sees that he has terrible things coming upon him, what should he do? He should look into his actions and try to see, what can I do better? Pish bish v'lo masa. The Gemara says that if a person continues to look, and he doesn't find anything, that he did wrong, that he would try to be able to put together why these bad things are happening to him. And be able to say, maybe I'll have to stop doing this thing. But if he doesn't find anything, the Gemara says, Yidle b'bitul Torah. He could for sure know that all these things are coming from bitul Torah. Because at the end of the day, bitul Torah, everyone is over the aveira of bitul Torah. And this guy for sure will be over the bitul Torah. However, the Kotzker asks a very famous question. We'll say it outside, then we'll say it inside. Kotzker says, how could he know? You could just say that it's the Bittul Torah. How could you say that it's forced Bittul Torah? That's the reason. Maybe he's learning 365 days a year. Maybe, and he's learning as much as he can. How can you just say that it's Bittul Torah? So the Kotzker says, no. You're reading the Gemara the whole way. The whole Gemara, you're reading the Gemara the wrong way. We just read the Gemara. If you didn't find anything, you can for sure know that it's Bittul Torah. No, the Kotzker says, if you didn't find anything, Yitle b'Bittul Torah. You want to know why you didn't find anything? It's because of Bittul Torah. Hainu, Hasiba Shalom Matzah Yitle b'Bittul Torah. The reason why you didn't find it, of course everyone has faults. And if you think that you looked and you really chew a real cheshbon nefesh, and you really look to see, how can I get better? And you didn't do that, it's because of Bittul Torah. The Bittul Torah, because you didn't learn Torah, That's the reason why you can't find it. Ki ha'sora min ha'Torah, misama as'ina min ha'habit, b'hara ha'tzofen b'kirbo. Because you didn't make kovei to the Torah, because you didn't stay close to the Torah, you didn't love the Torah, then you're not able to see what's really the reason. B'ilu ha'yu osik b'Torah karoid, but if you did learn Torah strong, in the appropriate way, ha'yisa me'ir lo be'ezu sug matzav, the chesrono. Then you would be able to see what's actually wrong. So the Gemara says, if you didn't do something, if you looked into yourself and you didn't find anything bad, you could for sure say that Bittul Torah is causing you. The Kotzker says, no, that's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, you want to know why you didn't find the thing that's causing you, that's causing you these terrible things? It's because you didn't learn Torah enough, because you didn't love the Torah. You didn't love the Torah in the appropriate way. That's our second idea. A person has to be able to do a cheshbon nefesh. The Gemara says you really have to do a cheshbon nefesh, and even if you find anything, you could say it's Bittul Torah. Now the culture says no. The reason why you didn't find anything is Bittul Torah. But if you did learn Torah, then of course you would be able to learn Torah. And finally, the third and final idea that I think that really equates what Talmud Torah is all about. to a Kutzker teaching. Gemara says in Megillah, Lamed Alf, Amar Alf, Kol makom sha'ata motze gedulosu shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, sham ata motze an vasenuso. Gemara says, any place you find the Kadosh Baruch Hu's galus, his greatness, you also find his humility. That in anything that he's amazing at, he's great at, which Hashem is great at everything, you also find him being very modest in a very unavatic way. The Kosker says, how could it be? The Kosker asks the question, how could it be that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the Gemara says that he's great, that he's humble even in his greatness. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Perek Sadi Gimel, Hashem Malach Geus Lavish Lavish, right? Hashem's grandeur, he's so great, his garment is greatness, it's arrogance, not arrogance, Chas V'Shalom, it's greatness, it's gaiva, it's beautiful, Geus, it's beautiful. How could he say that, how could the Gemara say that in any place you find the Kadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, you also find his modesty? How can you see that? So the Kosker answers, "Ach, because of Gaius Lovish, you know what it means? It says that he's enwrapped with his Gaius. He's enwrapped with his greatness. Hainu shah Gaius hirak levush. It's only the actually outer garment. Hava hapanimius he anivus. But the inside of Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's great. He's modest. He's humble. He's toned down. He's not showing himself off. Only his levush." Only his levush is gayus, but his panemius, his inside, is modesty. So we saw, and which is a very big midah for someone who's trying to be able to learn Torah. As we know, we say in the Elokai Netzor three times a day, the nafshi ka'af lekol tiyah, then pesach libi b'sor sech. We say Hashem, my soul should be humble, and then Hashem, please open my heart. Why do we say in that order? So Tzadik HaKohen of Lublin says, once a person has a navav, a nafshi ka'arfa l'kol tia, then pesach will be b'sor secha. Then the Torah can be able to come in and to be able to seep in. But if you don't have a navav, if you don't have modesty, then Torah cannot come in. And we know that's why the famous question in the Kedushas Levi, the Mishnah says, the opening Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Moshe kibal Torah mi Sinai. Moshe accepted the Torah from Sinai. Sinai is not a person. What does it mean, Moshe accepted the Torah from Sinai? Sinai is not a person. They should say, Al Har Sinai. Moshe kibal Torah mehar al Har Sinai. Says the Kedushas Levi, no, Moshe kibal Torah mi Sinai. Moshe accepted the Torah. Moshe understood this midah of Anova from Har Sinai, the lowest mountain. The Medrash says that Har Sinai said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, why should the Sefer Torah be put on me? I'm the lowest mountain. Moshe Anova mikol ish ha'adam abba. Right? Moshe was the most humble person in the world. What did the Mishnah say merely mean? Moshe kibal Torah mi Sinai. He was able to have this midah of Anova. And that's why he's Ozochet to be able to be the great teacher of Torah, because the person wants to grow in Torah, it's got to start with a Nova, and then be able to come start and then go with the Torah. So just three ideas. So the Gemara and Megillah, Yagasi v'lomatzatzi al tam, and someone who says, I worked hard and I didn't find it, don't believe him. Why? The Kutzker says, don't believe that it was actually Gia. Don't believe that he actually put in his full effort. The second idea we saw from the Kutzker, a person says that he did a whole cheshbon nefesh, he looked to see what he did wrong, he didn't find anything. The Kutzker says, you want to know why you didn't find anything? Excuse me? Because you had Bittul Torah. Because you had Bittul Torah, that's why you didn't find anything. And finally, the third and final thing, the Gemara says, Megillah, Kol Makom, any place that you find a Kadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, you also find his humility. What does that mean? You also find his humility. We saw now Hashem's levush is grandeur, it's greatness. The Kutzker says, no, just his levush, only his outer garment is greatness. But his inner depth, his panemius, his inside, even when he's doing great things, he's modest. So Be'ez Hashem Yishei Bezocha to take these three Kutzker ideas, of having hard work and really putting in hard work, and then we'll see great dividends. And the second thing, obviously, by trying to be able to always have a cheshbon nefesh. And sometimes when we do cheshbon nefesh and we don't find the thing that we don't find the thing that maybe we could be doing better, it's because of our Bittul Torah. It's because we should be learning a little Torah more, or even the Torah that we should be learning, we should do it on a higher level. Finally, the third thing is, even when we're doing great things, when we're davening, we're learning. On the outside, we're doing great things, but on the inside, we stay modest, we stay humble. Just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. All these three ideas should be a zeicha for a beautiful, for Leilui Nishmas, for the Kutzker Rebbe, Rabbi Nachum Mendel of Kutz, Be'ez Hashem, Yisparach Shkorach.